Charlotte-Mecklenburg police have a new policy detailing how officers should de-escalate and avoid using force. WFAE's Michael Falero has more.
The new policy includes a written definition of de-escalation. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney says that's new, but the idea itself isn't.
A part of our training has always been we're trying to get time, distance, and cover so we can slow things down. It has been a part of how we do business. This is the first time, though, we've been challenged to articulate that. So it's in writing and we have to stand by it, and the community can hold us accountable to it.
Putney says this doesn't mean officers won't defend themselves when it's clear a suspect has a weapon.
But the split-second decision that a reasonable officer has to make, this policy is not going to change that. That is the law, and that remains.
The difference, he says, is officers will do more to de-escalate before a suspect shows a weapon. The change comes after criticisms from community groups that police involved in shooting deaths, including Keith Lamont Scott in 2016 and Anquirius Franklin earlier this year, should have done more to de-escalate the situation. Robert Dawkins is with Safe Coalition NC, which was among the groups that CMPD consulted on the changes.
We think the duty to intervene was really major in the Anquirius Franklin shooting, because if people are getting confusing and conflicting commands, it leads to use of force accidents. I hear what the chief is saying about it couldn't be defined as duty to intervene, but it's covered in the policy. So I really want to see if that's in there.
Dawkins praised Putney and CMPD for their willingness to listen to the community and accept feedback on how the department could change its use of force policy.
I'm generally positive because, again, even the chief admits we won't stop here. But what we do see is that the community got more input on this. We've gotten this to look at. And he also followed it up to say he wants feedback. We will definitely be giving feedback.
Putney announced the department would now refer to its use of force policy as response to resistance and would begin rolling out the policy immediately. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.